Hi everyone, my name is Victoria Bouchard and I am a senior from Farmington High School in Farmington, Connecticut. I'm currently taking a seniors communications course, which is my English class, and today I'm going to be talking about how social media contributes to toxic relationships or turns good relationships into toxic ones, and just overall how social media affects relationships. So to start off, I did a lot of research on how other people feel about social media in general, and I actually interviewed one of my teachers, Mr. Riley, Tim Riley, and he said that the biggest problem with social media is that it draws you in all of the time. And with social media, you keep getting pulled into all of these things in life and you can't focus on one path. He agrees that social media is really good and also really bad. He loves the fact that he can keep in touch with former students and being able to connect with his friends who lost family members and being able to wish all of his friends a happy birthday on Facebook. But he mentioned to me that he doesn't understand Snapchat and Instagram. Being an adult and not in the same generation as most of the students at my school, he doesn't understand why kids my age use social media in the way that we do, how we Snapchat and we keep Snapchat streaks and we DM people on Instagram instead of using text message or calling. Mr. Riley also mentioned that the real solution to getting rid of problems that you may have over social media is to just not use social media at all. An issue he comes across sometimes and has in the past is that when you text people, you don't really know the context behind what they're saying. You can easily take something the wrong way and create a problem that shouldn't be there. Mr. Riley mentioned that his favorite part about social media is that he's an author and he likes the accessibility of being able to expand his network of people and contact people in order to get his book published and just advertise himself overall. I believe that Mr. Riley has set an example for how social media really can be good for you, and it doesn't always have to go bad unless you make it bad yourself. In one source, I watched a video on YouTube by the account called The Doctors, which is also a famous TV show. In this episode, Dr. Ish Major mentioned, "If you don't trust the person you're with, why are you dating them?" In this quote, he's accounting for the fact that people don't always trust their partners and feel the need to snoop around their phones and their social media accounts and just create some sort of aura of just mistrust, and that ultimately does make a relationship toxic when sometimes it doesn't have to be that way. In an article published by Jessie Hendrickson from the University of Colorado Boulder, she says, "Let's be honest here. All of us at some point or another have looked at, or at least attempted to look at, or have been tempted to look at our partner's texts and DMs." I personally have probably done this before. I can't recall, but I've definitely tried to go into someone else's phone, maybe just to see what they were saying about me, if they were saying anything about me, and I came out disappointed because I really do have some sort of trust bond with the people that I talk to. I don't open up to many people, but when I do, I know that they're a good person and I can trust them overall. But an issue I have run into is texting someone and not understanding what they were saying, or they didn't understand what I was saying, and we got angry with each other, or just annoyed and created an issue that shouldn't have been there. So, overall, I think that social media is great. It's honestly amazing that I'm able to connect with people that I grew up with that I haven't seen in about 16 years, maybe, or just less than that. It's even if I saw someone maybe last week, it's cool to be able to connect with them still, even though I'm not seeing them in person. And being able to see how other people are living their lives, it's amazing. But when it gets to the point where you're using social media as your outlet to vent and just say hateful stuff and make problems for other people, I don't think that's very healthy for you at all. I believe that if I was in a relationship and we didn't use social media that much and we used text message and FaceTime and just regular calling to contact each other, we'd be very happy and it'd be a healthy relationship. But when it gets to the point where we're getting upset over who likes whose picture and who's texting who, like contacting your ex, that's just, it gets to be a big problem, and that is when relationships turn toxic. It doesn't matter if you're talking about relationships as in friendships or dating or being married or family members, just all relationships can turn toxic, and I think we all know that. I just want to thank you all for listening to my podcast, and I hope you enjoyed learning about and hearing my opinion on social media and relationships. And I hope you all can pay attention to your relationships and make sure that social media doesn't get in the way, because I want everyone to be able to be happy and not be in a toxic relationship, because they honestly aren't the best. So I hope you all had a great time listening, and thank you again.